Live from Muskego, Wisconsin, this is the Pageant Cast. Tonight, we have the beautiful Mariah Haberman. She's Miss Wisconsin Central. Did I get it right?
I got it right.
All right. Miss Wisconsin Central 2012. She's going to be competing at Miss Wisconsin itself this June. She's here live tonight with the Pageant Cast.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
Hi, I'm Alan Rose, Miss Maryland, USA, and you are listening to Pageant Cast, the internet's first podcast about beauty pageants. Here's your host, Tim Kretschmann.
Pageant Cast Episode 333. Pageant Cast Episode 333.
That's right, and we're here in Muskego, Wisconsin. I have Mariah live in the studio with us tonight. First, I have a few bits of business that we have to talk about. Last night, when we recorded this, Nicole Rash from St. Louis, Missouri, was crowned Ms. America 2012 at the National Pageant. It was held at the Doubletree Suites by Hilton Anaheim Resort in Anaheim, California. Now, I watched it last night, at least as long as I could before I'm an old guy. I got to go to bed at some point. But it was a great pageant. It was streamed live on Ustream, same service we're using here tonight. But people are complaining about, well, it's going in and out of focus and the stream's going out. Listen, folks, this is the wild west of pageantry. Being able to do a live stream, 5 years ago, it wasn't even possible, and now we're able to do it basically for free. So, folks, calm down. The quality's just going to get better from here, and congratulations to Nicole Rash. And I'm saying it right now. Nicole, come on our show. Let us know when you have some time. We'll get you on the program. But you know what? Tonight's your time, Mariah. Wow. We're going to have Mariah Haberman here on the Pageant Cast. TKPN.
It's time for another great interview on the TKPN Podcasting Network.
That's right, and we're here live with Mariah Haberman. Hello, Mariah. How are you?
I'm really well. How are you?
Now, usually I start my interviews by asking where you are, but you're right here.
I am right here.
You're right here in beautiful Muskego, but you're actually in town because an exciting event is coming up, correct?
Yes. Well, tomorrow morning I'll actually be speaking at three different University of Wisconsin Whitewater classes to talk about my platform. So kind of spending time in the Milwaukee area and then heading back to where I call home, which is in Madison, originally from Evansville.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, let's get right into it. What have been some of your pageantcedents? Have you competed in other pageants before the Wisconsin, the Central Wisconsin, I was doing so well too. the Central Wisconsin pageant. I know you competed at Madison because I remember cheering for you there.
Yeah, I sure did. So my very first pageant was in 2010. I actually went and watched my good friend Shayna compete for Miss Oshkosh a couple years in a row. And I remember sitting in the audience thinking, this is a really cool opportunity to win some scholarship dollars. And I thought I might be able to give it a whirl at some point, but I just kind of put it on the back burner for a little while. And by the time I was a senior, I thought, I better give it a shot. It's now or never. So I competed in that pageant. My good friend won, and I was her first runner-up. And I, at the time, I vowed I would only try that one pageant. I just was the kind of person who wanted to just try things out, see how it goes. Of course, I was bitten by the pageant bug, as they say.
Yeah, and it's real and it's spreading.
It is. I know. It really is. It hit me hard, I'll say that much.
Yeah.
So I competed in another open that year just to kind of get my feet wet. Came back the following year and competed in Miss Madison and then Miss Southern Wisconsin, which, as we all know, is where the current Miss America got her start. And I went another year, kind of worked on my talent a bit more, started working with a choreographer and a dance teacher, and came back and did another Miss Seven Rivers and Miss Madison and then Miss Central, or Miss Wisconsin Central in March.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, I have to say, what you kind of do is you're a social media expert, right?
That's what they say. Yes. My title is a social media and public relations account coordinator. I work at a marketing firm, so I do a lot with social media, that's for sure.
So do you use the social media to help promote your platform as well?
Absolutely. Yes, actually, I have a blog on my platform, and I'm on Twitter, I'm on Facebook, Tumblr. I do the whole thing. I love social media, and I think that with my platform, there's so many different target audiences that I'm trying to reach, and I think promoting it online is important because you are reaching, of course, an array of different people and different ages. So,
but you know, it's kind of Wild West out there. I say this all the time. So you're out on social media, but you're kind of taking a little bit of a risk because there's people that are bullying out there. There's and your image can be so easily used the wrong way. How do you protect your image while being able to promote your platform?
You know, I just try to be true to myself and be honest. And I have a really personal platform. It is very much so related to my family and my upbringing. And that was tough, bringing all of that into the limelight, both, you know, in traditional media, doing some interviews there, but also online. But I knew that I had a message I wanted to share with people and that it was important to get out there. I knew I would get you know, a little bit of resistance, and not everyone wants to hear what you have to say. But at the end of the day, when I get those comments via Facebook, actually, I'll still get people who will send me a message, maybe someone I went to high school with or someone I met kind of just throughout my life, saying thank you for saying what you're saying and talking about your platform, because there aren't a lot of people who are willing to speak up about it. So, well, you're right. There are definitely some groups out there who will try to tear you down. I think if you have a message you care so much about and you're so passionate about it, you'll get through that, and the rewards far outweigh the consequences of the negative parts of the internet.
So tell us real quickly, mm-hmm. what is your platform and how did you get involved in it?
Sure. It's called A Shot of Reality, Alcohol Addiction. As soon as I got involved with the Miss America organization, I knew I wanted to do something alcohol related. I grew up in a family where alcoholism was very prevalent and always around. And eventually, in 2007, my stepfather was killed in a drunken driving accident. So obviously that changed my life. It changed my entire family's life. And in so many ways, and I knew there was a lot to be said, especially living right here in Wisconsin. We have a lot of improvements to make, and I feel there was certainly room for someone to speak up about it. So it only felt right for me to choose that as my platform.
So have you done many appearances regarding your platform?
Well, I've certainly started, especially as Miss Wisconsin Central, but even before that, it was important for me to start making those appearances before I had even won. I was speaking on a couple different panels and going into a couple classrooms here and there. Now that I have won the title, I've definitely noticed more doors have opened. I'm interviewing with Brava Magazine next month, and they're going to profile my platform, which is amazing. And things like this, doing this interview right here, I think is helpful. Speaking tomorrow morning at UW-Whitewater. So definitely lining up a lot of things, as you know, with this title has certainly helped and opened some doors and been able to put me in front of different audiences.
All right. Well, you talked a little bit about your family, and I understand you have something with you today that reminds you of your family.
Yeah. So the day I won, I thought, you know, I was really doing some deep thinking. Why do I want to be Miss Wisconsin Central? Why do I eventually want to be Miss Wisconsin? My grandmother had such a powerful role in my life. I lived with her for a few years as a child, and she was my number one role model, my number one positive influence, really pushed education for me, and always taught me to dream big. So I really attribute my goals and my ambition to her. She's no longer with us, but I don't see any reason why I can't kind of channel her a little bit when I'm on stage. And my earrings were actually hers, so I decided to wear those the day I won. And I now call them my good luck charm. You'll definitely see me wearing them at Miss Wisconsin, that's for sure.
Yeah, I have a feeling I might see those while you're competing.
Yes, you sure will.
Well, that's fantastic. Tell us a little bit, you know, you're a dancer. And you danced at the pageant Central Wisconsin pageant. Did I do it wrong again?
That's okay. That's all right. You know what? People call me Maria, Miranda all the time. And I just, as long as they get the M part right, I'm okay with it. So
it's so
you
sad.
You say Wisconsin Central, Central Wisconsin.
Oh, jeez.
We get the gist.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you take it that well. But I have to ask you, you know, it always seems to me at the Miss America system, there's a little bit of a hierarchy when it comes to the talent that singers seem to have some sort of advantage, or piano players seem to have some sort of advantage. Mm-hmm. And it's very difficult for dancers to make their way. Do you feel that's real or not? Am I all wet? What do you think?
You know, there are definitely your traditional talents that tend to, people will say they do better. I just think there are more contestants with those talents. So you see more opera because there's a larger number of opera singers who are participating in talents. I'm a jazz funk dancer, so you're not going to see that as much. And some might say that might hold me back a bit because it's not your traditional talent you see on stage. But I would like to think that, you know, people want to see something different. I know when I'm in the audience, just, you know, as a viewer, I think that's great when you see an opera singer 1 second, and then I've seen a pick skater the other day who was amazing. I love that. I think I've never judged before, but as a judge, I think that what would really hold my attention is seeing young women who have an array of different kinds of talent. So that might be certainly true that it's been tradition that, you know, opera singers and maybe even ballet on point, pianists tend to win probably more often, but I think that's probably more the case just because there have been more women who have had those talents. I think you're starting to see it get a little bit more diverse, which is awesome in my opinion.
I think there might be a little bit of a backlash. Mm-hmm. It does seem like there's a change that's afoot with all of that. Well, I certainly enjoyed your talent, and I can tell you as a judge, I've said this before, and I don't want to upset anybody out there that's a opera singer or does batons, but I know I'm not the best judge for those. When I see those, I just don't like that sort of act. It's kind of like I like jugglers, but I don't see a lot of jugglers, so I know if somebody's got a juggler in their pageant, they're probably going to get a good score out of me just because I haven't seen it before. But when I see the 700th person singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow, I'm like, okay, you better do better than Judy Garland, because this is a tough sell for me. And I think having something a little unusual does help.
Yeah, I mean, I work in a creative field too, so I think that's just my natural inkling is to kind of step outside the box a little bit and be creative.
Well, we certainly got very deep here, but we're going to take a quick break. We're going to have more with the beautiful Mariah Haberman, Miss Wisconsin Central 2012, in just a moment. Don't go anywhere, folks.
Welcome to the United America Pageant!
The Pageant Cast is on the road again. We just signed up. We're going to be back at United America 2012. Now, it's a different time of year, folks. It's June 22nd through the 24th. It was in October. Now it's in June, but it's the same great place. It's in Austin, Texas. And I heard about one of the very special things that we're going to be doing there that's exclusive. The only place in the world you can see what we're going to be doing is in Austin, Texas. You're going to find out. That's going to be released with a lot of other information. Check their website. We'd love to see all of you at United America this year. Come on out. The Pageant Cast will be there for United America 2012 in Austin, Texas in June.
And we are back. We're back with Mariah Haberman, Miss Wisconsin Central 2012. I have to look at my note every time because I want to switch it
now
every
it's
time.
In your head, so it's
now,
keep...
yeah, I'm a lost cause at this point.
But certainly
it was a very competitive pageant, as those of you that saw the video before when we recorded this live. By the time this comes out on our feed, it'll be the video just before this about the night you won. Now, when did it hit you that you actually won?
You know, I don't even think, I think it was like a week later. I had to look at my dresser and see the sash there, because this was, you know, 3 years in the making. And I think when you're preparing yourself for a goal, a big part of it is envisioning yourself achieving that goal. So, you know, 100 times I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to be Miss Wisconsin Central. This is going to happen for me. But for that to become reality is, as we all know, it takes a little bit to really hit you. So it was very humbling, but extremely exciting for me.
You know, I just noticed the sign we have. I have Miss Central Wisconsin, too. I messed it up.
Oh, that's okay.
Unbelievable. Anyway, Mariah, how did you prepare for the pageant? Were there any publications or websites that you use to keep up to date?
Well, I mean, for my platform, I do have a blog, so I'm constantly, you know, reading up on that and publishing what I think is really relevant to my blog.
It's a great blog, and we have a link to it in the show notes, but go ahead.
Good. there's a lot of different things. I turn to a lot of different people. I think it's important to constantly learn about yourself. Every pageant I did, I would always ask other people what they felt. Of course, at the end of the day, you just have to kind of go with your gut and listen to yourself first, but I also think it's important to learn how you can improve. Lots of mock interviews, and I rehearse my talent almost every single day. I started working with a choreographer this year, so I felt like I really stepped up my game this year. I took this very seriously.
Fantastic. Now, are there any websites, any publications that you're reading? Mm-hmm. Anything like that that helped you get ready?
The New York Times, I have that as my homepage every day. I read the top stories there. I also read the Wisconsin State Journal to get caught up on Wisconsin events right there in Madison. And I am constantly going through YouTube, and I'm a big fan of like short videos. So I'll always go to the host.madison.com, and I would watch international and national news and kind of 3-minute tidbits, because I think it can get a bit overwhelming to read a lot, you know, really long articles and tons of videos. It's important to read a little bit every day to just get a bit smarter on world issues.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what's your favorite phase of competition?
That's tough. As often as I've been asked that from other people, I never have a great answer. I think one of the reasons why
you need to work on that, by the way.
I know.
I mean, come on.
I know. So many times, I still don't have the answer. But honestly, I think the reason why I love being a part of the Miss America organization and pageantry in general is because they're really promoting a well-rounded woman. The idea here is to be really great at several different things. With that said, while I love being on stage and I love performing, I think interview is probably my favorite portion.
That tends to be a theme for Miss America girls.
We like to talk, apparently.
Yeah, and the interview for Miss America is very different from interview in a lot of other pageants, because it is, I don't like it that it's named interview. It should be called press conference or something of that nature, because it's five people, usually mm-hmm. five people,
yep.
Looking you and just peppering you with question after question. And usually they have absolutely nothing to do with each other.
Yes.
In fact, the one thing I like about that, because I've done the round robin and I've done that, is what I like is that the judges have more time to actually listen and not be thinking of what's the next question I'm going to hit the contestant with.
Right. Yeah, it can be intense, that's for sure. But, you know, the more you do them, the more comfortable you feel in that room with five people looking at you and peppering those questions.
Did you get any questions that surprised you or were very unusual?
Really, I felt pretty prepared going into it. A lot of platform, that's the thing with the interviews. Sometimes it can really be based on your platform. Other interviews can be very political. You never really know what you're going to get. But because I truly do push a lot of mock interviews with lots of different people, that really helped me. I can't really think of too many questions that I've had throughout any of my pageants that I felt really kind of taken off guard a little bit.
So are you still going to school, or are you done? What's the story?
No, I graduated in 2010. I can't even say I'm a recent graduate anymore. It's been a whopping 2 years since I graduated from the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh. I'm Titan. I bleed black and gold.
Okay.
And now I work at a marketing firm off the square in downtown Madison.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, if you're done with school, I know there's people that ask me this all the time. Miss America is a scholarship organization. Can you use those scholarships against debt, or how does that
absolutely.
Work?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Okay.
I am definitely paying off lots of loans every single month. So I would not be here, obviously, if I didn't have that all those loans and all that debt. So hoping to really put a dent in my debt after Miss Wisconsin this June. We'll see.
All right. Yeah. Now, how did you get involved in Big Brothers Big Sisters?
They have a great program in Oshkosh, and I love kids so much. Actually, it's the one part of my job, my day job, that that's the only thing I can really complain about is that I don't get to work with kids every day. So because I don't, I knew I wanted to start working with kids in some sort of volunteer program. While I was a college student, that was Big Brothers Big Sisters. And today I am volunteering at the American Family Children's Hospital once a week. So still very involved with kids, and I'm the oldest of six, so I think it just kind of comes natural that I'm always around kids, and they make me laugh. They're hilarious.
So tell me, our viewers out there, what's the one thing you want to tell them about your year of service? What are your plans, or what have you already done that you're very proud of?
It really is pushing my platform. I've been so blessed with the kind of opportunities I've had so far, only having this title for a month. Drinking and driving and binge drinking, alcoholism, there's this mass of different issues that alcohol touches. And here in Wisconsin anyway, it's a huge problem, worse in the entire country. And America has terrible rates in comparison to the rest of the world. So it's a very relevant platform. It's something I definitely want to continue speaking about. And it's difficult to change people's minds about alcohol, which is, you know, something I try to do, of course. But my main goal and my main mission is to really get people thinking about it, because I think we are very unaware of just how many references to alcohol we see in our daily lives every single day. It's everywhere. So
you've been doing a lot of research on your platform. Mm-hmm. If there's one thing that we really need to do as a country, what is it? What would make the biggest impact? One thing, low-lying fruit that we should just do it.
I think it's taking it seriously. You see too often, especially, on social media, mm-hmm. you see often kids and teenagers, young adults, even older adults who think it's really funny that, I'm using this as an example, but think that it's really funny that Wisconsin is number one in binge drinking, and we know how to drink, we can outdrink any other state, and it's the attitude that we have here. I think people don't realize how detrimental that is to not only our entire culture, but especially our youth, because they're seeing that, they're watching us, they think that it's really cool and really awesome that we have this problem here in Wisconsin. So that would be my number one takeaway, if I were to only say one thing, was to, for our society and our culture, to really take a good hard look at our own addiction to alcohol and to take that step to make a change.
All right. Well, we're just about out of time for tonight. Is there any last items you want to address with our viewers? Right there, look into that camera. What do you want to tell everybody watching?
Well, I want everyone to tune in and watch the live streaming of Miss Wisconsin. June 16th is the final night, but of course we have preliminaries that full week, so be sure to tune in and cheer on, of course, all the contestants. There's going to be 23 of us.
Wow. Well, it's going to be a great pageant. I know everybody is excited about it. So we'd like to thank you for coming on the show tonight, and we wish you all the very best.
Thank you so much, Tim. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
TKPN.
All right, everybody. That's it for tonight's program. Want to remind you, we always have great shows here. Well, of course they're great shows, right?
All right.
Yeah, absolutely. They keep coming out all the time. We aren't doing live shows each and every week, but when we do now, they are on Monday nights at 9:15 Eastern, 8:15 Central, 7:15 Mountain, and 6:15 Pacific. And I only have that graphic to remind myself because I keep calling her by the wrong title.
How sad is that? Everyone does it.
No excuse for me. But we do appreciate you coming out tonight, Mariah, and doing this interview in such a weird way where I can't even look at you because I got to look over at a camera there and keep everything moving.
No
but
worries.
Really do appreciate it. That had to be awkward as all give up. thank you so much for coming on tonight's show. And thank you for all of you for watching. And we wish you all the very best coming up in Oshkosh
in June. Thank you so much.
For all of you at home, we always end each of our shows by doing your best pageant wave. So let's see that pageant wave. We're going to get a zoom in there.
Oh.
Oh, that was not good enough. There we go. Perfect. And we'll
Did it pass the pageant wave test?
Not really. No. No. You need to work on that. We'll work on that after the show.
I was told that at a parade I was in. I was getting lessons from a six-year-old who said I needed to work on my passion.
I think you needed a five-year-old. Okay. So anyway, we wish you all the best. And until next time, Tierra Dreams.